Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the 19th parak of Masechta Shabbos, and we are up to Mishnah Gimel. So it used to be that the assumption was that before and after a bris milah, you have to wash a baby in warm water, or else it's going to be dangerous for him. So what about when the milah is done on Shabbos? So marchitzin es hakatan, you're allowed to heat up the water, which is a violation of bishul and likely havara as well, in order to wash the baby who has a milah on Shabbos. Bein lifnei hamilah, you could do that whether it's before the bris milah, so that the baby will be able to withstand the mila, ubeimeachar mila, or whether it's after the bris mila, so that the baby will be able to heal from the bris mila. So normally you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, but you're allowed to do it for the sake of a bris mila. Umezalfin alav biyad avalo b'kli, and you're not allowed to wash him in the usual way. You could sprinkle the water on him, and even if that has to be done by hand, but you're not allowed to use a kli to do the sprinkling of the water, because sprinkling the warm water with your hand is all that's necessary in order for the baby to be healthy. Not only that, if the baby had a mila 3 days before Shabbos, if the third day of the mila is on Shabbos, you could even bathe the baby then, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that you could wash the child before and after the mila as you normally would without having to sprinkle water by hand, meaning if it's actually doing a mila on Shabbos, you could wash it normal way. And he says, he's really saying two things, and he says that it doesn't have to be the day of the mila, even the third day following the mila, it's important to wash the baby, and therefore you're allowed to do that as well on Shabbos. Shenemar ve'yibayom ashli should be awesome kavim, because the pasuk says by the Anshei Shechem that Shimon and Levi, after tricking them into getting a bris mila, attacked them on the third day after the mila, because that's when they were in the most pain. So you see, the third day after the mila is a time when the person is the most vulnerable, and that the same is true for a baby that has a bris mila on Shabbos. Now, there are certain cases where you're not allowed to do bris mila on Shabbos. Suffolk, if let's say you have a child, where you're not sure whether he was born in the ninth month of pregnancy or whether he was born in the eighth month of pregnancy, we assume that a baby born in the eighth month is not going to make it, that he's not going to survive, and therefore you're not allowed to do his bris mila on Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, in our generation, that assumption is now a faulty assumption. We assume that babies do survive if they're born in the, nowadays, babies do survive if they're born in the eighth month of pregnancy, or at least al pi rov, they survive. Androgynous, or if you have an androgynous, someone that is born with both male and female genitalia, so you don't know exactly what his halachic status is. He has a suffix status of a suffix, say in Mechal of Shabbos. So then you can't be Mechal Shabbos to give such a person a bris mila. But Rabbi Yehuda Matir Androgynous, Rabbi Yehuda says that for an androgynous, you're allowed to, because he has a riboy from the pasuk that even an androgynous is chayiv in mila b'toras vaday, that it's not only b'toras safek, and memela, his mila, is allowed to be done on Shabbos. So now, the Mishnah Dalit is going to tell us that a mila could be done on Shabbos only if it's on a mila bizmana. But if it's a mila Shalabizmana, then it's not going to be Docha Shabbos, and if it's not yet the Zman, it's not Docha Shabbos. So what if you accidentally did a Mila of the wrong baby on Shabbos? The baby is either less or more than 8 days old. So Misha Yilo Shnei Tinokos. If you had two Tinokos available, Echad Amul Achar Shabbos, one of them is really supposed to have a bris on Sunday, Ve'echad Amul B'Shabbos, and one of them is really supposed to have a bris on Shabbos, V'shachach Umal Eshal Achar Shabbos B'Shabbos, and you forgot which baby was which, and you mauled the Shabbos baby, the Sunday baby on Shabbos. The halacha is chayiv. Then you're chayiv to bring carbon chatas because you were mechalel Shabbos b'shogeg. The baby is less than 8 days old. There's no mitzvah to give him a bris mila, so you did an act b'shogeg that was not a mitzvah at all. However, if the case was a little different, it was echel damul Erev Shabbos. You have one baby that should have been mauled on Friday, and one baby that should be mauled on Shabbos, and you accidentally mauled the Friday baby on Shabbos. Rabbi Lazar mechayev chatas, Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Lazar says you chayev chatas for that as well, but Rabbi Yeshua says no, you're not going to be chayev chatas, because even though you weren't supposed to be mechal Shabbos to give that baby a bris, since it's not a mila bezmana, he's more than 8 days old, but in the end you did a mitzvah. mitzvah and tov b'dvar mitzvah va'asa mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua holds you're going to be pater. If you made a mistake in an attempt to do a mitzvah, and in fact you did a mitzvah, it's just that it was a mitzvah that you were not supposed to do, but at the end of the day, the baby does have a bris, it does count as a mitzvah, so therefore Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're going to be pater. So what we learned today is that in Mishnah Gimel we learned about bathing a baby. We said that you're allowed to bathe the baby before and after the milah, but you should do it with a shinoi by sprinkling the water with your hand and not with a kli. Rav Lazar ben Azariah says you're allowed to bathe the baby in a normal way, and not only that, even on the third day after the milah, you're allowed to bathe the baby because that's a very vulnerable time. And then we said two cases of exception where you don't do a milah on Shabbos is a case of a Safek ben Shmona that might have been born in the eighth month of pregnancy, and a case of an androgynous, but Rabbi Yehuda thinks that an androgynous is chayiv b'taras vada in bris milah, and therefore you're allowed to give him a bris milah on Shabbos. And then in Mishnah Dal, we said that if a person has two babies, one of them is supposed to be mauled on Shabbos, and one is supposed to be mauled on Sunday, and you maul the Sunday baby on Shabbos, you're for sure going to be chayiv chatos. But if you accidentally mauled a Friday baby on Shabbos, then it's machlokas tanoim, whether you're chayiv chatos for being machal Shabbos, or whether we say that you're pater because you're a tub of dvar mitzvah, va'asa mitzvah. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yotas, Mishnah Hay.